Pictures of Nick Berg's gruesome decapitation spread across the world this week. The webpage that posted a video of the event has gone down, but one wonders how is it that such a video could have been posted without the perpetrators being known. NPR's Netta Ulaby spoke to some experts who explained the mechanics of this anonymity and how it might be cracked.
It started with some sort of camcorder held by a person in a dingy little room. Computer securities expert Richard Smith says the video was then transferred to a personal computer. It could have happened in Iraq or anywhere.
And that produced then a file, which could be uploaded then anywhere, literally on the internet.
Before it was posted, the file likely bounced through various intermediate computers to anonymize its source. Then it appeared on al-ansar.biz. Al-Ansar has been used before by extremists to post material. Using a search tool called Who Is, Richard Smith discovered the website name was registered with an American company called GoDaddy.com by an Omar Abu Omar. His stated hometown, Nuremberg, Denmark, doesn't exist, and his street address struck Smith as implausible.
Yeah, New Dream Street, yeah, that sounds kind of fake. And there's a phone number here, you know, one could call it and see what happens.
When NPR called the number, we found that it was invalid. No mechanism ensures that correct information is provided to GoDaddy.com. Tim Ruse is the company's vice president.
It's difficult to track them if the information they've given us is all incorrect. However, you know, we'll take whatever steps we can to assist anyone who comes to us with a legal concern. We'll certainly assist them.
How do you do it if everything they've told you is false?
That may get to the point then where all we can simply do is just, you know, put the domain name on hold or cancel the domain name altogether.
Realistically, GoDaddy and similar companies can't monitor the many thousands of websites that use it to register their names. And although the execution video was posted on al-ansar.biz, the site creators weren't necessarily responsible for it. It appears that the file was posted on one of the site's message boards. The best information will come through the web hosting company, which, says Richard Smith, is located in Malaysia.
They have server logs which show everybody who's accessed that website, including uploading material. So they have information, in particular an IP address of the person who most likely uploaded that file.
This is where old-fashioned footwork comes in, says Mike Rash. He's also a computer securities expert.
Law enforcement agents or intelligence agents would have to actually get access to the Internet service provider.
A provider like AOL or MSN. And the main question intelligence will pose?
Tell me how it got posted. And you do that by either subpoenaing or somehow obtaining the records of what was posted and when. And that will tell you what Internet address it was posted from.
But Rash says if he posted a video anonymously, he would use a wireless connection to break into an innocent person's website.
Use their computer as the mechanism for posting the content, so that at best, even if you traced it all the way back, you would trace it back to a hacked website and you wouldn't be able to find me.
And possibly wrongly implicate the website owner. It's because of this that the Internet can seem to be a veritable vortex of anonymity.
If they do it right, it is a black hole. The good thing is people do make mistakes.
Take the mistakes made by the kidnappers of Daniel Pearl. With Pakistani investigators, the FBI was able to trace emails the killers sent to news organizations and apprehend them less than a year after the murder occurred. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.